My name is Leslie Peterson, and I help bloggers turn their modest websites into thriving online enterprises with SEO, email marketing, and a little hard love encouragement to always move forward consistently and with a plan. Hey friends, who's ready for number 11 in the blogging manifesto? This principle is about your product offerings. And I'm excited to jump into it, but I have to say that if this is the first time you're listening to us, check the show notes, click the link. It will take you over to our episode that goes through all 13 principles at a very high level. And there you can get a link to download a PDF with all the principles, and you can listen to the extended podcasts on each one. And like I said, we're on number 11 today, and it is, we limit our product offerings. So too many products can clutter our focus, even if we have a really tight niche. We concentrate on one main product per persona with upsells and downsells, and then we move on to the next persona. And I think there's a lot of people out there who, you know, they don't have a product at all yet. So this is maybe some guidance before you get started. But there are others who take the more is better approach, and they have a bajillion and 12 products, things that they think people might like, things that they wanted to create, kind of that throw spaghetti at the wall and see what works approach. But the truth is that more is not better, right? If I fertilize my plants, that's good. If I over-fertilize them, not good. If I go out into the sun and get some vitamin D, good. If I spend all day, every day in the sun without any protection, not good. If I eat, good. If I overeat, which I've been doing lately, not so good. So, I mean, more is not always better. Okay, why not? So why is this limitation important? Well, I think, first of all, a customer has no idea what to buy because they don't believe that you understand their primary pain point. There might be overlap, and they're like, well, okay, well, which one? I want this. Which one's it in? Where do I go? What is this? What am I doing? And what happens, too, when a customer sees a lot of offerings, they don't buy anything. It's analysis paralysis, right? And we have an entire episode dedicated to this in the jelly study, but that just proves that when people are offered too many different varieties, they tend to pick nothing. Also, your marketing efforts are diluted because people, if you're marketing, you know, five different products all to the same type of person, people are like, wait, didn't I just see something else? Like, I thought she did this. Now she's doing that. And what ends up happening is there's a lower perceived value for your product. And, the final thing I'll say, which to me is the most important, just because I'm a numbers girl, but, it becomes much more difficult to optimize your sales process and your conversion rate if you have a lot of things going on. If you can be strategic with something that you know answers a specific need, it allows you to really hone in on that messaging and make a difference with your sales and your conversions. Okay, so how do you put this into practice? Well, what I recommend is, for each persona that you have on your blog, you create what I would call a primary product. One per persona. What's the primary problem that you're trying to solve? And then you can have a downsell to that, which if you choose to run ads in the future, would be your tripwire, the thing that funds your ads. And you can have an upsell. Now, you don't need an upsell. A lot of people don't have an upsell, but you can have one. And your upsell doesn't necessarily have to be different for every persona. It could be the same thing. And I'll give you an example. My primary product with you all, with this audience, is the membership. But there is an upsell to consult with me. So regardless of whether you're a new blogger, an OG blogger, doesn't matter, there's an upsell to consult with me, like a one-on-one. And so those, that doesn't matter. Like I said, that doesn't matter what the persona is. So maybe I'm thinking about Jody, who's got a service where she helps people plan their Ireland trips. And they're all different types of Ireland trips and people, you know, different ways they want to experience it, and that might be their persona. But she does offer a consulting, like, I'm going to help you plan your trip. And that doesn't matter what type of trip they want to plan, she's able and capable of doing that. So that one primary upsell works across all the personas. I do recommend that even if you're not ready to run ads, you still consider the tripwire. Because typically the downsell, it's a lower price product. So, you know, maybe your main product is $25 or $29, and then your tripwire is just $7. It's not just for ads. I mean, although it's a really good thing to use it for, but it also gives people who are new to you the opportunity to engage and see what you have to offer at a lesser price point before they really commit. I'll tell you an example. For me, my main product for the 365 Atlanta Traveler Hyper Local Travel Blog is a packet of Georgia State Parks travel guides. So there's, I think, I'm trying to remember, 15, maybe 12 or 15 in the packet. That's for sale for like $30. But the tripwire is you can buy one for $7. And so the idea here would be if somebody just wants to say, hey, is this the right thing for me? Or they're visiting from out of state and they just are going to one place, they can just buy one. And then if they like it, then they can upsell, you know, they can get off the whole package of, you know, all the primary state parks. So it doesn't have to also, it doesn't have to be a brand new product. Like that's just a sample of what is part of the primary product. And I also want to tell you though, this is not just for reader products. This is also applicable for the packages that you put together for brands. So we have a few offerings. We do not have a lot of offerings for brands to purchase from us. We only have a couple, and each of them is targeted toward a specific need for that customer. So, for example, there's some people who want, again, in travel, they want their destination to be thought of in a different light. So, this place is not a customer, but I'll give you an example. SPI down at the very tip end of Texas used to be a huge party city. Like, okay, Daytona Beach, same kind of thing. And but they both are taking measures to make it a very, very family-friendly place. Big, huge changes. So they might want to be displayed or marketed in our, you know, Best Family Beaches post, where we give people who might not have been looking for Daytona Beach or SPI as part of their family vacation this reason to consider it. And we explain, you know, in that listing, okay, you know, you probably think of it as this, but it's not like that anymore. And here's some evidence and blah, blah, blah. So that's one type of thing. Another type of thing is people have events that they want to promote, like not evergreen content, but like, I need this, I need people to know about this thing happening, you know, on June 1st. And for that, we recommend the newsletter, because that's going to get in front of more people quickly, because, you know, it could take a year to rank or 6 months to rank. And by then it doesn't even matter because it's all over, right? So those are two examples of how we've created products that align with the needs of our B2B efforts. So definitely want to do it on the B2C side for your readers, but think about it on your B2B side as well. Okay, so what's your call to action? Well, if you have a lot of products right now, think about what your personas are. Think about where your current products fit into those pain points for those personas. Look at what's left and see what you can do with them. Can some of them be tripwires? Can some of them be upsells? Do you need to cull some? Do you need to combine some? And then, of course, see where your gaps are. If you don't have any products, you just have maybe one product right now, create that sort of grid for your personas and the three offerings, the main product and then the downsell and potentially the upsell. I don't want you to feel obligated to have the upsell. We have a lot of products where it's just, you know, the tripwire and the primary product. And just be, you know, more mindful about that you don't have to create 100 things. I really recommend you create the tripwire and the main product and the lead magnet, of course, for one persona, and you put it up and you optimize it. And then you move to the next persona. Otherwise, it's very complicated to do that optimization that we talked about earlier. So that's your call to action. And I have two things to share with you. Number one, if you're still working on like, oh, Leslie, what the heck are my personas? Go to the website, lesliepeterson.com. There's no E in Leslie, or there's no E at the end of Leslie, or you can hit the link below. But there, I have a free lead magnet for you. They are a free piece of information. It's a personal GPT. So you answer some questions, you upload it to the GPT, and it walks you through the process of understanding who your personas are, what their problems are, all that sort of thing. And then if you really want to get serious about this, we have a boot camp coming up where we're going to focus specifically on this product grid and how to build funnels for them. And that is included in the membership. So if you have any interest in that, check out the membership. At the very least, get the Lead Magnet Master Kit. That's going to help you with your personas. It'll get you on the newsletter list to hear more about the boot camp. It's, I think, a couple weeks out. But whatever you do, limit your product offerings. Hey, real quick, this is Leslie, just dropping in to remind you that I have several free resources on my blog right now that I'd love you to get your hands on. Just head over to lesliepeterson.com. The link is in the show notes below, and grab my free blog post update checklist. Or if you're on a journey to fire up your blog's email newsletter, grab my free list of 52 newsletter connection prompts. With both of those, I'll include a video about how to use them to build a solid relationship with your subscribers or work towards doubling your traffic with updates. Grab both of those at lesliepeterson.com.